الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن زر بن حبيش وفي رواية زر بن حبيش رضي الله تعالى عنه قال فما زال يحدثنا حتى ذكر بابا من المغرب مسيرة عرضه أو يسير الراكب في عرضه 40 أو 70 عاما إلى آخر الحديث. ويستلبزي ودس حديث narrated by Zir ibn Hubaysh رضي الله تعالى عنه in which various subject matters were discussed. First was he asked about making masa upon leather socks, and that Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained Hazrat Safwan ibn Assal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he asked him and he explained what Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained about the masalat, about leather, making masa on leather socks, and there are details about that which we should acquire, all the knowledge of which we should acquire. However, he asked him, Hazrat Safwan asked Hazrat Zir that have you come to ask me about this, and he said yes, and then he explained to him the great virtues of acquiring knowledge, Islamic knowledge, and in that it was mentioned also that this great virtues of the birds making dua for a person, the fish, the animals, everything making dua for a student of deen is not only what we regard as an official student in deen, but whoever goes and asks a masala, inquires and gets knowledge. We read an authentic kitab and we are acquiring knowledge. Everyone then gets that reward also. So we should not deprive ourselves. We should try and acquire Islamic knowledge from the cradle to the grave. Min al-mahad ila al-lahad. And this is a great ibadat also, to acquire Islamic knowledge and to find out masalas properly. Whenever we go to anyone, we ask him a masala, we get this reward also of acquiring Islamic knowledge. And then he asked about, with regard to the matters of love, whether Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned anything. And in there, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, on the day of Qiyamah, a person will be with those people that he loved. Whoever we loved, a person will be with them. Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum say that after accepting Islam, the greatest joy we got was when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned this hadith, because the Sahaba had asked also that we are just Sahaba, though they are so great, so high, but they had recognized and known that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam and the king and master of them all, Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his position will be so high in Jannah, where will we be with him? And the love they had, we cannot even ever dream about it. So they were sad that in Jannah they won't be with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, a person will be with whom he loves. And so this, that gave great joy to the Sahaba, that there also they will be with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And to be with Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, ulama have given different explanations for Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, what his position will be, we cannot imagine. However, so that is also a great hope for everyone. As it is commonly a saying goes, that وَحِبُّ الصَّالِحِينَ وَلَسْتُ مِنْهُمْ, I love the righteous and the pious, but I am not righteous and pious myself. عَسَى اللَّهُ يَجْعَلَنِي مَعَهُمْ, it is I hope from Allah that Allah will make me with them. And a person who has that love for the righteous and the pious, Allah will put them with those people. Wherever we have love for, we will be with those people. But also we should not be. Hazrat Anas radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says, he is the narrator of that hadith, he says that what I love is to be with Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Hazrat Abu Bakr, with Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. What a great thing. And who doesn't love the Sahaba? Who doesn't love Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? But we should check our love also. How many times it will come on our tongue, I love my sports, I love my food. I love whatever else it might be. I love my fishing, whatever it may. I love my clothes. Many a woman might say that my clothes, that is my life. But when does it ever come on our tongue? I love my Nabi, or that I love the Sahaba, or that I love the great ulama, the great pious, righteous ulama. Does it ever come to that extent that we feel it and that we say it? Like that, we think that we do love, and inshallah it is there. But this love must be also created. And the love for Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we must not shy away. And the proof of the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam is فَاتَّبِعُونِي, to follow in the sunnats of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How many times we shy away from the sunnat? When we are in an environment where people are practicing sunnah, it's easy for us. But when it is an opposite environment, when people, na'uzu billah, are mocking and scoffing at the sunnah, then how is our condition? Do we still maintain the sunnah, or do we also just join the trend? And that we see commonly any social function, a wedding, a walima, anything. There, not only sunnats, but the laws of Allah are trampled upon. But we are quite comfortable sitting there and joining the whole congregation. Ghibat is being made, and we are quite comfortable to join in and laugh and enjoy also. So we should see where really our love lies. Then he says further, فَمَا يَزَالُ يُحَدِّثُنَا. And then Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam carried on speaking to us, حَتَّى ذَكَرَ بَابًا مِنَ الْمَغْرِبِ, until he described a certain door which will be in the west. مَسِيرَةُ عَرْضِهِ, and the width of this door, أَوْ يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِ فِي عَرْضِهِ, or a rider on a horse, and fast galloping horse, will cover the distance of the door, so broad and so wide it is, 40 or 70 amen. In 40 years or 70 years will that rider only cover the width of that door. Qala Sufyan, Ahadur Ruwat, Hazrat Sufyan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is one of the narrators of this hadith, says Qibal al-Sham, that this door is in the direction of Syria. خلقه الله تعالى يوم خلق السماوات والأرض. Allah has created this door the day He created the heavens and the earth. That is when Allah created the creation. At that time Allah had created this very wide door. مفتوحا للتوبة, and this door will stay open for those who make tawbah. لا يغلق حتى تطلع الشمس منه, and this, it will won't close. This door of Tawbah will not be closed until the sun rises from the west. At the moment the sun is rising from the east, but the time will come when the sun rises from the west, which will be the most greatest sign of Qiyamah. And when that will happen, then the door of Tawbah will be closed. So Allah has been very kind to us, that Allah knew from the start that we are going to be great sinners, and very, very great sinners, but this door is so wide open, and whoever makes tawbah, Allah will accept it. That will be for the entire creation. For an individual, this door will be, this door of tawbah is open until the clear signs of maut come on a person, until sakarat overtakes him. Till that time the door of tawbah is open for every individual also. So we should not be slack or lazy, and we should hasten towards making tawbah. We are not slack in making gunas, so we should be more fast in making tawbah also. And Allah Ta'ala is most merciful, and He will forgive us our gunas.